Tens of thousands of people are sleeping in fields and forests to avoid a deadly bombardment of the city of Idlib in northern Syria. Aid groups say 180,000 people have been forced to flee the city as Russian planes and Syrian forces attack the militant groups which control it. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
9-year-old Hassan is one of thousands of children sleeping rough in the farmland around the Syrian city of Idlib. He and his family had already relocated from one village to another, but were forced to flee again after Hassan's school was bombed. I was enrolled for a week, he says, and when we finished the school day, the bombs came onto the school. Yes, we saw the aircraft filming the school, and we were in the middle of the way when the barrel was dropped, so we went running. We felt afraid, and the ground below us was shaking. Charity Save the Children says at least 38 children have died since April, when Syrian and Russian forces restarted their attacks on Idlib. Sonia Kush is Save the Children's Syria Response Director.
Well, there's been an offensive on Idlib for the last several weeks, which seems to be only growing in intensity. Since February, about 300,000 people have been displaced, over 180,000 displaced just within the last 3 weeks. So we're seeing a really significant humanitarian impact.
Idlib is held by militant groups who've previously blocked attempts to negotiate a surrender to the Syrian government. A ceasefire negotiated by Russia and Turkey prevented a major offensive against the city late last year, but the Syrian government and the Russian Air Force resumed attacks last month. Russia's defense ministry has just announced another unilateral ceasefire, but it's unclear how long it will hold. Sonia Kush from Save the Children says it does not mean the people of Idlib will be safe.
We can't have families going into the summer months living in tents and in open fields. It gets really hot and uncomfortable in Syria over the summer. So my concerns are the needs of the children and families over the long term and making sure they get the assistance they need.
The Syrian and Russian governments say they're determined to wrest control of Idlib from the armed groups inside, some of which are classified as terrorist organizations. But their methods of doing so have included alleged attacks on hospitals and civilian infrastructure. And there's few ways for the 2.5 million civilians in the area to avoid the onslaught.
And that's our Middle East correspondent, Eric Torchik.